Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Now, for topless is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the awesome, amazing Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Hidden Profit, profit.com, P-R-O-F-E-T, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. You get the idea. The Hidden Profit, profit.com, the founder of DF Consulting, the author of the multilingual award-winning Accounting for the Number Phobic book, which is probably going to be read by everybody on the planet in the next year or two, the way things are going. Don, thanks again for being here. And we're talking about, you're helping us understand about how to pick out the right financial professional to help us with our record keeping, with our books. I've got an amazing CPA, but you know, we have to help her. We have to do our part too.
Yes, we absolutely do. And accounting is not a done for me service, Jim. Everybody thinks it is. They think, oh, the numbers are the purview of my accountant, and I'm just going to run the business. But the numbers are your business. The numbers are the mirror to what's going on in your business. If you really want to know what's happening, the numbers are brushstrokes on a canvas. You need to be able to read them and understand them. And not just any numbers. You know, Number Phobic was written because there are a lot of smart, very talented people out there that are doubling down on bad strategy. You don't want more customers. You want more profit and cash flow. And
I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was back when I was playing golf years ago. I'm talking about many, many years ago. I was talking to a pro, and I'd never really worked with a pro before. And he said this to me. He said, "You know," I said, "Well, I like hitting balls. I don't mind practicing. Some people don't like that, but I actually like practicing." And he said, "Well, but if you've got the wrong swing, practicing only makes that stronger. It only makes your bad
That's
swing
exactly
stronger."
Right.
He said, "You got to swing. Yeah. You got to learn how to swing." Before practicing, practicing doesn't help if you don't have the right swing. And that's what you're talking about.
But that's exactly right. But the other thing, Jim, which is so intriguing, I think it's a huge opportunity, is, you know, these accountants do reconciliation, or even bookkeepers, right? They do the reconciliations every single month, and they see all the nutty stuff that business owners are doing in the business, and they want to help them fix that. But two things are happening. A, they're not getting paid to give them good advice,
right.
Or B, even if they do give them good advice out of a high frustration level, the business owner doesn't know what to do with it. They don't know how to understand.
They don't know how to convert the advice.
The
they don't know how to convert the advice
right.
into actions, which is why your book is so important.
Well, what the book does is, the book is not a book for dummies. The book is a book for smart people, but what it does is it takes you through the very basis of running a business and understanding how to improve your profit and your cash flow, because that's what the game is all about. You know, success has goalposts. It does. Success has a destination. When we talk about success, it means living off your own cash flow. It means building something that's bigger than just your job and a paycheck. So what if it's possible to work half as hard and make twice the money, right? What if that's possible? And the answer is it is. But the question is, how do I do that? Well, the first thing you don't want to do is you don't want to bring on a whole bunch of new customers that, A, you can't, and B, you're not charging enough money for. So here's a data point nobody will ever tell you, Jim, but I know it's operating. If you're closing more than 25% of new business, you're charging too little. How about that?
Well, no, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Right? Because you're in a resource-constrained environment by definition. You're a small business owner. You're not Walmart.
If you're maxed out and you – here's the way I explain it, Don. If you go talk to the smartest person you know who has apartments, Find the person who has the most apartments that of anybody you know, and who's been doing it for a long time, and they'll tell you that they never ever want to be 100% occupied. They'll tell you that if they're ever 100% occupied, that's the first indicator that they're not charging high enough rent. They want to be charging enough rent so that they're probably never more than 95% occupied, because they always want to have one or two units to be working on to upgrade, and they want to have one to show, right? But the main thing is, if they're not at the top end of the price range, they need to be turning people away so that they can get the most out of the people who are staying. 90 to 95% is the most any of them want to be.
That's exactly right.
And so you need to look around. What you've been saying is, look around yourself and see, okay, are we maxed out? Are we at capacity? If you are, what you say is, we need to raise prices.
Okay, yes, you do. And here's another data point nobody will ever tell you. A 5% improvement in retention of a profitable customer can generate between 25% and 85% more in bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So what that really means is, the real treasure, the real profit, the real cash flow is not in new customers. It's in your existing customer
base.
It's
cheaper, more profitable to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. That's what she's talking about. All the other stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I need your website. I need your website, and then I'm going to let you bring up the other topic after we come back from the break. Give us your website again, please.
Sure. Hidden profit, profit. Hidden profit, right? Hidden
profit like
line.
Money.
Hidden profit.
Yeah.
Profit.com. Yep.
Check it out. The book is called The Multilingual Book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, by Don Fotopoulos. Don and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.